So, can you be content in the middle of conflict? Well, I think you can. In fact, I know you can. And when you think about it, when the world's going crazy all around you, as it seems to be doing these days, that's precisely the time when contentment is at its most precious. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and thank you so much for joining me as we take a look today at your contentment from a different perspective. All right, I know at this point that some people are struggling with that thing I just threw out there about contentment in the midst of conflict. Perhaps you're even experiencing conflict right now, an argument or a tension or some other great trial that's like an albatross around your neck, weighing you down, robbing you of peace and joy and contentment. It's pretty normal that we find ourselves carrying around heavy burdens. Financial pressure, health worries, simple and basic issues of personal safety and security. Everybody, and I mean everybody, has some of those things in their lives. The weight of other people's expectations, and you're struggling to perform. The disappointments when other people don't deliver what you expected them to. On and on the list goes. And you know exactly what your conflict, your trial looks like right now. And as you stare that thing in the face, the idea that you can be content in the middle of those circumstances seems, well, completely crazy, I guess. You're quite possibly thinking to yourself, well, I've heard some doozies, but this time Bernie is completely off his rocker. Let's kick off with something that Jesus said. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30. He said, look, come to me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you'll find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Okay, a familiar passage for many perhaps, but how often do we stop and think about what that really means? Jesus is nothing if not a realist, and here he is telling us that he gets it. He gets that we're carrying around heavy burdens, that we're weary, that we're tired, that we're downright exhausted. It's the picture of an ox dragging a heavy load. And so Jesus pulls alongside and says, look, let's get yoked up together here. Let's pull this load together and I'll give you some rest. Not just any rest, but rest for your soul. The reason that we're kicking off with this today is that we somehow imagine that everything has to be going right and well for us in order for the blessing of God to kick in on our lives. When I get my finances sorted out, when my kids finally get through those difficult teenage years, when I find a boss and a job that's just tickety-boo perfect, when whatever, then I'll experience God's blessing. Then I'll find rest for my soul. Then I'll finally be content, perhaps with a happy, well-provisioned retirement. But Jesus is saying, no, that's not right at all. Right in the middle of the tough times, right when the conflict is greatest, the burden is at its heaviest, and you're the most exhausted you've ever been, right when you're at the end of your tether, that's the perfect time to experience his rest and his contentment. See, we live in such a performance-oriented world that tells us we should be successful. It's drummed into us day after day that we get to the point where we won't even admit it to ourselves, let alone to God or to anyone else, that life's not going that well. And now would be a really good time for Jesus to pull up alongside next to me so that I can have rest for my soul. And please don't for one moment imagine that I have a perfect life where everything is always going swimmingly well. Granted, many of the consequences of some of the ingrained sin in my life that God's been dealing with over almost the last 20 years, a lot of those are gone. But he's got plenty left to deal with. And in any case, our enemy, the devil, isn't always so pleased with a guy who's telling people about Jesus. So he's on my case, I can tell you. Obstacles, roadblocks, attacks, Satan is alive and well and doing his thing. So I'm talking to you from out on my battlefield, not in some nice, safe, cloistered lecture theatre. This isn't a theory lesson, this is a practical. And I can tell you that when it comes to contentment, the only place I've ever found it is yoked, tethered together with Jesus, pulling the heavy loads that he's called me to pull, with him by my side, helping me to carry those loads. Your loads are different to mine. But we all have heavy loads. We all have burdens. We all have things in our life that aren't going to go the way that they should be going. and we sit there on the lounge crying out, God, why me? What's going on? And we don't for a minute recognise that God is right there and he wants us to experience contentment in our lives. Here's my definition of contentment. Being happy to accept who we are, where we are, what we have, and what's going on without trying to wish any of it away. Life's meant to have some pain in it. Life's meant to have some suffering in it because those are the very places where we have the opportunity to reach out to Jesus and accept his offer. Come to me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and I'm humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy. My burden is light. And when we do, we discover that with him, we can do just about anything. We can face the world and all its troubles. We can carry heavy loads with rest in our soul and contentment in our heart. That's what the Apostle Paul discovered. It's exactly what he discovered in a Roman dungeon on death row when he said, look, I'm not referring to being in need, for I have learned to be content with whatever I have. I know what it is to have little, and I know what it is to have plenty. In any and all circumstances, I have learned the secret of being well fed and of going hungry, of having plenty and of being in need. For I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 to 13. Do you get it? For Paul, contentment wasn't at all dependent on his circumstances. He's content with whatever he has, whatever he is, whatever's going on around him, and whatever's happening to him. He's content even when his stomach is grumbling because he's discovered that in his experience, he can get through anything through Jesus who strengthens him. And just as he sat there in his dungeon, having learned to be content through experiencing all manner of things with Jesus by his side, so can you and I. All we need to do is draw close to Jesus. Let's go back to that picture of those two oxen yoked together. Jesus on one side, you're on the other side. The point is they're both carrying the load, but in order to do so, they have to be close together, shoulder to shoulder, heading in the same direction. When you're close to someone, you can sense their mood. You can hear their whispers. You can feel what they're feeling. You don't even have to say a word. And when one turns slightly to the right, the other one just follows naturally along. That's the picture of a life with Jesus, journeying through life yoked together. The problem for way too many people is that they're miles away from Jesus in the sense that they haven't been spending time with him. They haven't been praying and seeking his will. They haven't been reading his word and thinking about it and chewing it over and praying it over and listening to him. They haven't been willing to yield to his direction and guidance. And so then when the going gets tough, they're wondering, where is Jesus? But let me say this to you and to me. We all need to hear this. He's been there all along, dummy. Once you accept Jesus into your life, he'll never leave you and he'll never forsake you, and he's not the one who wandered off. You have, I have. Contentment is the blessing that comes in the good times and in the bad when we're close to Jesus. So step one, get close to Jesus. Make time for him. Read his word. Pray. Listen. Fellowship with the Lord through the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit in you. Looking for contentment? This is the only place you're going to find it, let me tell you. The Word of God is alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you be all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day, you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement from me, delivered right to your inbox where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's Word is the power to change, and it's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of his word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. Hey, God bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.